Hi everyone, this is Maya from VedicAstroLounge.com on Max and Friends, LA Talk Radio, bringing you Vedic Astrological Forecast for November 2013. Vedic Astrology is a great tool that can help you create a magical life. If you have any questions or if you'd like a reading, please feel free to reach me at VedicAstroLounge.com. The planetary positions for the month of November 2013 are as follows. Sun is currently transiting Libra but moves into Scorpio on November 16th. Mercury begins its forward motion on November 10th and will continue to stay in Libra. Venus will be transiting Sagittarius throughout November. Mars is currently transiting Leo and enters Virgo on November 26th. Jupiter is currently transiting Gemini. Saturn is currently exalted in Libra. The north node of the moon is currently transiting Libra, and the south node of the moon is currently transiting Aries. There has been some intense energy surrounding Libra with some important conjunctions and eclipses, and this will continue on for the next several months with the intensity becoming lesser and lesser. Libra is the seventh sign of the zodiac. Libra represents balance and harmony. These recent events are indicating that the humanity is spiritually evolving and moving towards the next stage of evolution. Though these energies may seem to create some hardships, fights, and other unfortunate events at a global level, it is all happening for a grander purpose. That grand purpose is to eventually bring peace and harmony in our lives at an individual level as well as at a global level. We recently had a lunar eclipse on October 18th, and it is followed by the solar eclipse that occurred today on November 3rd. The very fact that these events are happening in Libra indicates that whichever area in our lives is lacking harmony and balance would be the first one that will get the highest impact, and it will tend to shake you up in that particular area of life so that it eventually brings the balance and harmony. For this month, I would like to focus on the solar eclipse that happened today in the sign of Libra. The effects of solar eclipse usually last for a few months, so it is important to use that window of time to release any imbalances in any particular area of your life and bring about healing and harmony. Let us pray to the Sun God to bless us in our path of life. Here is the astrological forecast for the 12 Vedic moon signs. Aries, this is your month. Solar eclipse in your seventh house. Put your focus on healing your relationship with others. Taurus, this is your month. Solar eclipse in your sixth house. It is important to focus on bringing harmony and balance to your body and mind. Explore yoga and meditation. Gemini, solar eclipse in your fifth house. It is important to ask yourself as to what truly makes you come alive and then put your creative energy into it and pursue that dream. Cancer, solar eclipse in your fourth house. Keep your focus on healing your family. Leo, solar eclipse in your third house. It is very important to truly mean what you say and avoid gossip at all cost. Virgo, solar eclipse in your second house. Do not sign any financial contracts during this time. Avoid lending money. Libra, solar eclipse in your first house. Ask yourself what your fundamental beliefs of life are. It is important to identify it and to question it. Scorpio, solar eclipse in your 12th house. Express yourself fully instead of hiding your feelings and emotions. It's very important for your healing journey. Sagittarius, the solar eclipse is in your 10th house. Question your career goals. Ask yourself what you need to do in the next few months to get where you really want to be. Aquarius, solar eclipse in your 9th house. It is important to put your focus on deeper aspects of life than to live by the surface value of things. Pisces, solar eclipse in your 8th house. This is a great time for reflection. Look back at your own life, make a list of things that you would like to change about yourself, and then implement it. That brings me to the end of the forecast. Before I leave, I would like to say that to be able to create our own thoughts and manifest it in our lives is magic. The question is, do you believe in magic? What we believe is what we experience in our lives. It is important to ask ourselves what we choose to believe. The question is, do you believe in someone else's thoughts or do you believe in yourself? It's something that we all need to wonder about. Wishing every one of you a wonderful Thanksgiving season. Thank you and blessings.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. I am your host, Max Tucci. Well, I apologize for the delay into the entrance of this show. But tonight, we're going to have a spiritual breakthrough for people. So I believe, I really do believe this, that because we're going to have this amazing show tonight with our special guest, Shanta Gabriel, that there's like someone trying to stop us to get through. Nonetheless, we're here. So I promised you all mantras. You all remember we had Swami Ji on. Remember Swami Ji, our guru who lived in that cave? Swami Ji Balindu? Well, we're going to play a quick mantra. And then after that mantra, I'm going to tell you we've got a special song. So uniting people is the mantra that Swami Ji has specially for us here on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. Let's get that uniting people mantra going.
Devi prasid paripalayanoribhiter nityam yatha suravadad dhunaiv sadyah papani sarva jagatam prashamam nayashu utpat pak janitansh mahopasargan.
Gee, that was a really good mantra, everybody. And that was to unite people. And that's what we're going to do here tonight on Max and Friends. Now, we've got a special guest coming on, Shanta Gabriel. She's an author, a teacher, and a healer. She's been inspired for many years. She's studied ancient forms of healing as well as energy transference. She's received from masters all over the world. Shanta's gift is going to be tonight to really help us. Like, find out what's going on, find out how we can get our inner light shining, find out about divine time, find out about patience. And you know what? It's going to be a good show tonight. So we're going to play a song called Patience. And when we return, Shanta Gabriel, the author of the Gabriel Messages, will be here on Max and Friends. Compassionate wisdom for the 21st century. Patience on Max and Friends.
As me, how long has it been? How long will it be? When will come the morning? Drive the night away. Tell me when will come the morning of a brighter day? By the hand, yeah, yeah, oh, patience,
Welcome back to Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci, and that was patience. And I think that's what we all need. Don't you agree? We need some patience. We need to be able to walk in peace, walk in love. We need to be able to be divine with ourselves and always be in the present state of thank you. That's just what I'm feeling this week. And I'm feeling tonight that we need to have our next guest, Shanta Gabriel, on, because let me tell you all something. There's no such thing as coincidences in life. I strongly believe that. I was on Facebook and I saw a little icon pop up with a book called The Gabriel Messages. Now, it's a book of timeless wisdom. You can open it anywhere and receive a message of personal guidance, understanding, and truth that reaches deeply into your very soul. The book of inspired communication from Archangel Gabriel ignites the spark of hope in the heart of those seeking peace in their lives, empowering readers with compassionate words of understanding and healing during these changing times of the 21st century, in which compassionate wisdom for the 21st century. And so it is, our guest, Shanta Gabriel. Pull up your mic and welcome to Max and Friends.
Hello.
Hello, Shanta. Well, we welcome you here tonight. Namaste to you.
Namaste. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, it's a pleasure, and it's the divine time that you're here because people are searching for answers, for clues, for signs. And I believe you're a sign in my life because randomly one day I was on Facebook and I saw that icon of your book, The Gabriel Messages, and right away I emailed you and I was like, there's more to this than it's just on this level. So welcome. And let us know a little bit about Shanta and how you studied. So you've lived in Hawaii. There, you have such a fascinating life. So introduce yourself to my listeners so they know exactly why I was so attracted to you.
Well, I have been on the spiritual path for about 40 years now, but I didn't have angels in my life. That was an occurrence that came out of the blue, so to speak, or out of the gold light when I was doing massage work in 1988. And in 1990, when Archangel Michael showed up in my healing room in 1988 in just a brilliant display, and I was absolutely petrified, I think is the word. I could not really assimilate or associate myself with angels. I had been praying very hard for a new path in life when this Archangel showed up, and it was not what I was imagining I wanted or was interested in, and certainly I wasn't going to tell anybody that there was an angel in my room. And so I kind of ignored his presence, even though that's pretty hard to do, for about a year and a half. And then Archangel Gabriel came, only his energy was so loving and so extremely clearly enfolding me in this unconditional love that I wanted to know more, and he taught me how to receive messages, and that's what I've been doing since 1990, and it's come in many different forms, but you know, most of those messages that have been coming are in a book, or they're on my the Gabriel Messages, as you say, they're in cards, they're also on my website. So I keep having these inspired connections, and I want to share them because the teachings are really profound for this time, and they have a timeless message to them. So it's something that is time for people to hear, whereas perhaps when I first started doing it, it wasn't the right time. So this is another demonstration of divine timing.
Absolutely. Now, divine timing, how would you say it's so important? Why would you say it's so important in our lives, divine time, and understanding divine time?
I think that we are so clearly involved with creation and doing and making it happen. And we've been trained that way. That is the American way of life. So it's very against our conscious to stop and allow things to unfold in their own way at their own time. And I think it's now our new practice to become much less maybe driven in a masculine way, but much more in sort of that feminine sense of allowing things to unfold and take it as a divine sign of timing for us. Divine timing is like, I consider it one of the laws of the universe, like divine justice or divine order. You know, with any of these laws of the universe, if we were evolved enough to really know the most expanded truth, we would see these things. And so divine timing is like that. And it's now, been really, we can use it in all sorts of ways.
Why do you think we try to fight fate?
Because there's we have our minds, and then there's the divine mind. And somebody said, if you want to hear God laugh, tell him your plans. But, you know, I don't really believe that so much. I think that we just, you know, if it's not, it doesn't fit our view of how things are supposed to look, we don't want it to be that way. And we don't accept things to be as they are. And sometimes the greatest catastrophes can be our greatest blessings as well.
Absolutely. Now, it's very interesting. I read on your page, because I love that you're saturating social networking with such positive energy and such positive modern day scriptures, let's say. And there's one that you posted. It's called, "It's Safe to Let Your Light Shine." Yeah. And there's so many people right now who are so, they hate themselves. I mean, there's no beating around that bush. They hate themselves. They don't believe they're worth anything. They have a very low impression of themselves, and they don't believe that their little light or big light inside can shine. So I would like for you to just open the door and let them know that it's safe to let their light shine.
It's true. And we each have a gift and a light that we bring into the world, and we brought it in our soul, and our soul has a message and has a gift to offer to the world, and it's unique and it's special and it's only ours. And if we aren't feeling safe enough to allow that to shine forth, that piece, that essence of us, which is divine gift, will not be presented into the world. I think that a lot of people might not feel that the world is a safe place to live in. And a lot of that is just because we feel so alone or unsupported. If we could allow ourselves to receive the divine light of the universe and fill ourselves up with that empowered presence that comes with light, because divine light carries intelligence, and the intelligence of God, and it also carries love, divine love. If we bring light into ourselves every day, even though this sounds really simplistic, it actually is a very powerful way of saturating, as you say, ourselves with divine wisdom and light and love. And it really does give ourselves a sense of being filled and also being supported. And then we can let that light shine from us. When we fill ourselves up, we can shine outward from a full cup rather than an empty cup.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, in your book, The Gabriel Messages, the Gabriel message number one, it's called Gently and with Love, Honor Yourself. Mm-hmm. And there's a wonderful letter, let's say, a letter of love that you give the reader, the person. People, if you need a book right now that's going to set you free from your daily turmoils in life, I promise you, go to thegabrielmessages.com. This book, no matter what page you turn to, when you turn to it, it's where you need to be at that moment. And these love letters that Shanta has written will really transform your mind and your life. So do go to thegabrielmessages.com. Now, in these messages, you also give a practice. And in the first message, I love the practice, and I did it today before we came on the air. And I don't think I've ever done this before, is look at myself in the mirror and say, I love you. And it's so important. And like right away, felt like this energy just lifting in my spirit. Like I was looking into my soul in my eyes saying, I love you to myself. And I'm 32 years old and I've never done that. And it was such an amazing, like, instant transformation within
myself.
Isn't
it amazing? And then we can kind of fight with ourselves over it, you know, but we are waiting for our love. We are waiting for us to really love and accept ourselves. And until we do that, nobody else really will either to that level that we want.
You know, a great friend of mine, RuPaul, says, if you can't love yourself, how in the hell are you going to love somebody else? I say, how in heaven are you going to love somebody else? But nonetheless, it's true. We need to embrace ourselves. You know, a friend of mine, another friend, Dr. Bray, says, embrace the skin we're in. We don't do that. We don't do that.
Not
and
enough.
I think with this gently, that's why I love gently and with love, honor yourself. You know, we always, and I love, I'm just going to read just one sentence. It says, dear one, you are sometimes kinder to total strangers than you are to yourself. Mm-hmm. Why is that, Shanta?
I don't really know. I don't know, but this has been, these messages were written to me, obviously, and because I have been so hard on myself my whole life, and it's really, and my emotional state needed to come into balance, and that's what these messages were about for me, is to come into balance with my emotional state, to come into acceptance of the loving presence that is in me and around me, and to know that I'm not alone. No matter what it feels like, I'm not alone. And there are, we can ask these masters, these angels, these beings that may be unseen to us to come and help. And they always do. They have never failed, you know, to come. They may not look the same way as I asked, but it's always come. When I ask for a sign, there's a sign that I'm loved, that I'm protected, that I'm cared for. You know, that when I'm confused, I can ask for a sign and it will be there. And so it's taken a little while, because I'm almost 66, and so it maybe takes me a little bit longer to actually receive and really get the message that I am worth loving and that I have a gift to share. And I really am grateful that I've been given this opportunity to really give of the depth of the spirit that has been given to me.
Absolutely. Well, you give it freely. And right away, when I read these passages and these prayers, so to say, and this enlightenment, you can sense that it comes from such a pure place. And the ethers right now need purity. There's so much going on in this world right now where people are hating each other, and there's wars, and we rejoice when we kill people. It's really a sad, scary time right now. And you write again, protection during changing times.
Mm-hmm.
How are we protected in these changing times?
Well, there's one thing that we can do, no matter what the situation is, no matter where we are, and no matter what it is, we can always send light. And I truly believe that light is greater than darkness, and light can dispel the darkness. We walk into a room and turn on a light, and that's what this is. So if you just ask that divine light, and you visualize, or you send it yourself, or however you ask your angels to take it, you ask God to bring light into an area or into a person or into a situation, that can't help but be transformed as the light is turned on. I think that perhaps we see so much upheaval and chaos right now because things are truly shifting from the darkness to the light, and anything that is not of the light comes to the surface, and it's to be revealed so it can be healed. And all situations that are in process of being healed need more light. And they've done many, many scientific experiments on the power of prayer and the power of sending blessings. So this light acts as a blessing, and we can bless any area of our lives with light, and it will transform. It may take a little time, but it also will absolutely do that.
It will.
It's a trusting.
It is. And I believe also in the power of sound and voice. You know, they say when you speak words, to be so careful in what you say, because they never stop. There's a continual flow of words and vibrations that are put out into the world. So very quickly, I'm going to have something played right now, which is one of my favorite songs called This Little Light of Mine. But this is such a powerful, powerful, powerful version of it. So Ronan, This Little Light of Mine on Max and Friends. Shanta Gabriel, when we return on Max and Friends, LA Talk Radio.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine.
This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci, and we're back with Shanta Gabriel, author of The Gabriel Messages. Welcome back. And tonight, we're focusing on compassionate wisdom for the 21st century. Wasn't that a great little snippet of sound right there,
that
Shanta?
That was amazing. Just beautiful.
Beautiful,
and
right?
True. Absolutely
true. It is true. It is true. Well, you know, people are in that time right now where I get so many emails to say, Max, enough of the shows with hot topics and political discussion and celebrity interviews. Let's get to the core of things. So when I spoke to my producers, I was like, who is that going to be? And that's when I saw your book. I was like, okay, the angel is speaking loud and clear. I've had angel readers on before, Mika. We love her here. And it just was so evident that we had to have you on tonight. So I'm really honored that you're here. And I know that there's listeners because I'm getting tweet messages right now saying that they're really enjoying you on the air. Thank you, my tweeters, for following us, Twitter tweeters. But you can find the Gabriel Messages actually on Twitter. So check that out there. Shanta Gabriel is here tonight. And we're discussing how we're going to break free from this spiritual bondage of negativity that we have in life. And Shanta's here with us. And let's just get into another uplifting segment of how people can really feel divine and how they can feel allowance to love themselves. So we touched up on such wonderful passages that I really love from your book, The Gabriel Messages. Is there something in the book out of the 56 messages that you have that really have transformed your life?
Oh, yes, many. But one of them, I think, is really important for me, and that was when I was introduced to the concept of creative solutions. That's another of the Gabriel ideas that was new to me, and I realized that, you know, yes, if I were just expanded enough or evolved enough, I could actually see what the solution to any situation can be. Because, you know, we can't solve it from the same problem that was creating it. So we have to elevate our minds and come into a different expanded perspective. Well, when we ask for creative solutions, that's what goes into motion. And it's very, sometimes it's a little disconcerting because it doesn't quite look like what we may have had in mind. However, the creative solution is always turns out better than what we could have thought of in the first place.
And so what's the practice? What's the practice there that we can do?
The practice of a creative solution would be because Archangel Gabriel is the one that brings that level of communication in. So the practice would be, as always, to sit and ground to start with, because the deeper we are grounded into the planet, and this does not mean being wrapped up in 3D world. What it means is that we are connected to a benevolent, nourishing, nurturing earth presence. And that's what we do from the base of our spine. And the deeper that we are connected, because a lot of people live only in their minds, and we're not even aware of our feet half the time. And so this breath of that we breathe in deeply into our heart, we ground from the base of our spine, and then we hold the situation in our mind that needs to have a new solution. And I invite Archangel Gabriel, I invite my guardian angel and my higher self to work through me to bring a creative solution into the situation that I'm facing right now or into the relationship situation. And it always works.
It always works. Now, there's a wonderful guided meditation you do called Rainbow Light Meditation.
Yes.
So we're going to play just a snippet of that because I really would like my listeners to go to your page so that they can find out for themselves, thegabrielmessages.com. So let's get right now. We're just going to give you all a little taste of exactly these guided meditations that my wonderful guest, Shantas, does. Rainbow Light Meditation on Max and Friends right here on LA Talk Radio.
Allow yourself to relax. Close your eyes and begin to breathe in a balanced, rhythmic way, taking in your breath four counts, holding for four counts, exhaling four counts, and holding your breath out four counts. Continue this rhythmic breath. Allow balance and harmony to come into your energy field through the use of this balanced breath. Follow my words throughout this meditation. When you feel your thoughts drifting away, bring them back through the use of this balanced breath. As you breathe in, you are receiving God's love, the source of all life. As you breathe out, you are releasing all that holds you back from expressing the radiant presence that you are. Bring your awareness now to the base of your spine, the root chakra, the Muladhara. Let a beam of light drop like a stone deep down into the center of the earth, creating depth.
Wow, I can just feel the balance of breath happen from just a couple of minutes there. So Everyone, that was Shantas Gabriel. That was her wonderful rainbow light meditation. Now explain to us why the balanced breath is so important, Shantas.
Because it becomes, you know, they say that in ancient scriptures, actually, from the Eastern cultures, recognize that the breath is our connection to God. And so many meditations are focused on this breath. Our breathing pattern also helps us to come into a much calmer, deeper state. When we breathe in for the same number of counts that we breathe out, it will bring an automatic sense of calm into our being. We can do that on the bus. We can do that when we're driving in traffic. We can do that anywhere. And it's a really great practice to get into because when we start to feel anxious, it's because we're breathing too shallow. We're up really high, and the balanced breath allows us to breathe full, deep breath all the way through our rib cage and fill ourselves up with oxygen, which is what we really need.
We do. When we get tired, we just need oxygen. Now, when we get tired, too, we need mantras. And speaking of, you set it up perfectly, Shantas.
Okay.
When Eastern beliefs, they use mantras. And you all remember when we had Swamiji Balindwan, the guru who lived in the cave for 3 years? Well, he sent us some wonderful mantras. We're going to play one right now about uniting people. And when we get back, we're going to talk with our wonderful guest, Shantas Gabriel, about the power of intention. So right now, Uniting People, Mantra by Swamiji Balindu on Max and Friends, LA Talk Radio.
Devi prasid paripalaya noribhiter nityam yatha suravadadh dhunaiv sadyah papani sarva jagatam prashamam nayashu utpat paak janitansh mahopasargan.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci, and that was Swamiji Balindu. That was a great mantra, everyone, for uniting people. Speaking of uniting people, the weather these days are not uniting anybody on any coast because it's raining everywhere we're going on the East Coast here. So people are freaking out and they're not becoming united. So I'm going to give you a weather update, everyone. And here it is. New York, 68 with rain with a low of 59 for tomorrow. L.A., you have a high of 64 with a low of 54. But Miami, you're 86 with a low of 71 and sunny. So everyone, go to Delta.com because flights are on sale now. Speaking of uniting people, you've got to go to T-Mobile.com because right now they have a $79.99 truly unlimited plan where you can get in touch and unite with the people you love at T-Mobile.com. I'm your host, Max Tucci. You're listening to Max and Friends, the Gabriel Messages author. Shanta Gabriel is here, and now we're going to discuss what I think you all want to know, because I keep getting wonderful emails from my listeners, my wonderful listeners out there, the power of intention. And tonight's intention was to have a show to help you not hate yourself anymore, to help you embrace yourself, love yourself, and understand what the power of intention really is. So, Shanta, what is the power of intention?
The power of intention is a really important thing for us to know. We're very used to the idea of goals and going out and attaining our goals and having goals, but intention is like a soul's commitment. Intention is more, not so much involved with form, but it's much more involved with feelings and what your heart is asking for. So you know that if you, you can let me know. I'm assuming that if you had an intention for your work, I would want work that totally fulfills me, that it inspires my soul's purpose, that it gives me a sense of that I'm accomplishing what I came on earth to do. And so I hold that as my intention for my work, and the universe then provides the form. So it's very different than goals.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was really interesting, too, for you to do the Swami mantra, because, you know, we don't even realize the mantras that we are using all the time. And, you know, when we're hard on ourselves and when we're saying that we're not good enough or won't ever work, those are mantras and those are actually life-fulfilling prophecies. And we have really an important time right now because the energy has quickened so in such intense time that we're living in, that we really need to know that we can manifest with our thoughts almost instantly. And so that breath, coming back to our intentions, being much more loving and allowing of ourselves to go for our hearts and stay in our hearts instead of our minds, and love nature and get into that whole rhythm of vitality and thriving on earth. And it takes us working on ourselves and creating a spiritual practice, which may include just breath and lighting a candle with our intentions every morning and offering ourselves to the higher power to be available to what it is that we came here to do.
Absolutely. Speaking of coming here to do, this is the planet that we're talking about. We've come to this planet for a reason, and this planet needs healing. So we're going to play another quick mantra for you all from Swamiji Balindu, our guru who's lived in the cave for 3 years and had all these wonderful revelations. Healing Planet Mantra by Swamiji Balindu on Max and Friends.
Yasya Prabhava Matulam Bhagavan Ananto ब्रह्मा हरश्च नहि वक्तु मलं बलं च सा चंडिका खिल जगत परिपालनाय नाशय चाशुभ भयस्त मतिं करोतु.
And you're listening to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back. We've got the Gabriel Message author here, Shanta Gabriel. And in the last segment, we were talking about prayer. Now, Shanta, why is it so important that we have prayer in our lives, and that why do we like not want to do it?
Well, every thought can be a prayer, you know, and so actually when we make a conscious effort to pray, it is much more of a positive influence on ourselves. It's like the Swami that you had, and my guru also was he was a Brahmanad yogi, the master of the science of sound, and so that every word that we say is really important. Every thought that we have is very important. Our prayers are conscious thoughts that are sent as a blessing. Every time we offer a blessing, it confers energy on the situation or the person or the relationship. And we are here to be a blessing. We volunteered to be here on earth during this time to be a blessing, to help create the new world that is a more peaceful world, a more harmonious world. And all our prayers, our thoughts, our breath taken to ask for help for us and for others, to send light into situations. All these are prayers. And I truly believe the angels are actually wanting to be on the earth or participate in this change that we're involved in. So when we invite a teacher or a master or a guardian angel, or any of the archangels into our life at this time, we can really have a greater sense of protection and support. And I've heard that the angels just sit around and wait for us to invite them. And they're, you know, they don't often come without our invitation. And even though they showed up in my life without an seeming invitation, I was asking for a new path in life. I was asking for my work to be revealed to me. And so that in itself was an invitation. So our prayers are raised. Every time we pray for ourselves or for somebody else or for the world, we raise a vibrational frequency around us. And that vibrational frequency is what is going to make the change on the planet into a positive one.
Absolutely. Now, you know, there are skeptics out there and people say, oh, you can't call angels.
Mm-hmm.
It will happen. I think the more you fight it, the more they come to you. And
yes,
there's always, you know, it always comes to that breaking point in your life, people, because I'm getting some tweet messages right now. People are like, I don't believe that this could happen. And all I can say to you is, from my understanding, and then Shanta will give her understanding, is that when we have those breaking moments in life, subconsciously, we've been calling those angels the whole time. And through the skepticism that we have, that's just reconfirming that we believe they're out there, but we're too scared of them. What do you think, Shanta?
Well, you know, when we don't have, I never had angels as a belief system in my life. I mean, I was never introduced to it. I wasn't raised in any religion, so I really didn't have a framework for an angelic intervention. You know, I think that when we get to a really, really low point in our life where things have really started disintegrating and we feel really lost, that's when we are the most open. And then God provides, you know, the universe provides the way. It might not be angels, if that's, you know, what doesn't work. I also had a guru, you know, so there's all these different ways that the universe
right.
provides for us. At the same time, we're here now to really bring as much of divine consciousness into our own lives as we possibly can. And we have angels that work with us. Why not ask them, you know? Even if we don't believe it, why not ask for a sign? Why not ask to you know, make a test? Say,
absolutely.
Okay, if I have a guardian angel, you know, show me right now what it is that I need in my life, you know, or
and
make it simple, you know.
Well, the best thing in your book, in the Gabriel Messages, in the Power of Intention chapter of the book, you write the angels await your call to action.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to spark it up with within us to call them, to believe that, you know what, we are going through hard times, people. I understand. I get your emails every day. We, you know, I understand yeah. that people are in depression, that people are sad, and that you don't feel anyone loves you. But Shanta's even reconfirming that the angels await your call to action in the Gabriel messages. It's a book that will set you free. There's 56 messages in the book, and really they offer suggestions the reader can apply immediately in their lives to gain emotional and spiritual balance. How is it that we can have that spiritual and emotional balance presented in a simplistic way?
Besides the book, you mean?
Besides the book. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So how do we get that balance of emotional and spiritual balance? How do we obtain it?
Well, there are lots of ways, and I think that one of the best ways is to have support. Whether if you need support on a physical level, you know, find a support system that you believe in. I think that for all of us right now, having a spiritual practice is really essential. Even if it's a simple, quiet moment before you go to work in the morning, or before you know, just as soon as you get up, to light a candle and offer light to the world and offer light to yourself, and just take a moment to create intentions and ask for peace in yourself and peace in the heart of each person on the planet. Those simple things really start to raise your frequency. There are many, many teachers and books around that can really assist us during this time. And it's one of the reasons I'm offering spiritual support sessions. I think that we need kind of ongoing support, because all of our manifestations in the world all starts with a spiritual practice or spiritual thought. And so when we have want to manifest something on the physical level, we need to start that process on an energetic spiritual level first. And if you need help doing that, that's one of the things that I'm working with the most. Listening to these meditations is very important to help bring us into a state of harmony with ourselves. And in fact, we're offering that full meditation, the Rainbow Light Meditation, for all the listeners to download it free from the Gabriel Messages website.
Absolutely. We're going to post that link, everyone. Join Max Tucci Fan Club page. We're going to post that link there. I'm going to post it on my Facebook page, and we will also post it on the Gabriel Messages page. So if you're listening tonight and you would like to have that wonderful special gift from Shanta, the Rainbow Light Meditation, check out Facebook afterwards and Twitter, and that link is going to be up there. And you can listen to it there, and it will, I promise you, it will be a meditation that will set you free, that will give you a wonderful week ahead, a wonderful life ahead, and something that I think we all need, because I'm hearing you all. I'm getting your messages. So, yeah. But, and I thank you for that, because it's always nice to pay it forward, and that's a
beautiful gift
that you're
giving. Yeah, I would like to also give kudos too, because the background to that is Paul Gilman, who's Emmy Award-winning musician, and he allowed me to use that as the background for this meditation, which balances all our energy centers and brings light through our bodies, and it's very healing, and it's
very
soothing.
I listened to it before the show, and it put me into a wonderful trance of wonderful light and wonderful chakra realignment, so to say. But everyone, if you're interested in having Shanta Gabriel lead a workshop for you, Shanta will lead workshops that bridge heaven and earth, and you can contact her via the website, which is thegabrielmessages.com. Or what's another way they could reach you, Shanta?
My email is shanta@shantagabriel.com.
Wonderful. It's that simple, people. You see, we have not because we ask not. And we've asked, and that's how you will reach Shanta, is shanta@shantagabriel.com. Now, before I let you go, because we're going to play again as we leave this show tonight, that wonderful short version of This Little Light of Mine, I think that it's resonating in people, that we're at a point where we need to let our light shine, everyone. And the only power that we have is the power within ourselves to look in the mirror, like Shanta says, look into your eyes, look into the depth of your soul, and say, I love you. Don't you? I think it's so wonderful, Shanta. I thank you for that, for that revelation to me.
Yes, good. Thank you.
It was wonderful. You know, I've had two wonderful revelations this week. One is to always be in a state of thank you. No matter what happens, thank you. And also was your wonderful, I love you. It's just like the simple things in life that we forget about because we get so caught up in everything else. But that's the reason you're here.
Truth is really simple. Truth is simple. It's not easy, but it is always simple.
But it's worth it. It's worth it. And you know what, everyone? If you miss any portion of the show, it's easy and worth it to go to latalkradio.com because the archive will be there tomorrow so you can hear what we talked about tonight. And if you didn't process it all and you need to think about it again and you would like to listen to it again, go to latalkradio.com, find the page Max and Friends, and you can have my 3 years of shows there. And download all of them. Put them into your iPods and enjoy them because there's a bunch of stuff going on over there at that archival page. Shanta Gabriel, I thank you so much for being here tonight. It's been a pleasure having you. I know for a fact that people have been set free. I felt it in the ethers before even having you on the show tonight. So I would like to personally thank you again.
And it was an honor being here. Thank you so much.
And I'm going to call you after the show to say thank you again. So on that note, you have a wonderful night, Shanta Gabriel. Is there a quote of the week you would like to share with the listeners tonight?
It's safe to let your light shine.
That's it. And you know what, Ronan? On that note, everyone, take life to the max. And this little light of yours, you better let it shine. Have a wonderful week and take life to the max. Hit it, Ronan.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Oh, this little light of mine,
check it out,
light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine.
Yeah.
Everyone, stay tuned for Max and Friends next Sunday on LA Talk Radio. CBS News is next. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Take life to the max.